Well, Kate Baddock of the New Zealand Medical Association, also a GP in Warkworth, was telling us a little earlier the surgeries are being fairly well swamped with requests for testing. She was making the point that there's a limit of 20 swabs at the moment that she hopes will be extended and quickly, while also hoping that it's symptomatic people who prioritise themselves for tests at the surgeries and perhaps everyone else goes to the testing centres that have been set up. Those testing centres, however, are well and truly under pressure this morning. Queues are forming at the testing centres in Auckland. Two pop-up COVID testing centres opened a short time ago, one in Ōtara Town Centre car park, the other at Health New Lynn. Auckland also has four community testing centres for COVID-19 in College Road, Northcote, Eden Terrace off New North Road, Whānau House in Henderson and Whānau Ora Community Clinic in Wiri. Capacity for testing has been boosted at these centres with additional staff and longer hours. RNZ reporter Jordan Bond is at the Eden Terrace testing station. Good morning, Jordan.
Morning, Catherine.
How busy there?
You would not believe how long the line is in each direction here, Catherine. There are probably 100 cars at least in each direction, and on every side street is jammed full. There are probably 70 or 80 people in the line on foot as well. I've walked up and down the road on New North Road, and I literally cannot see the end of the line. I haven't got to the end of either side of the queue. There's traffic management out here with cones. There are security, but otherwise there are no cars on the road. Nothing is moving. One car will drip in every few minutes or so, but no one's really moving in a hurry. You can stand in the middle of the road here. Nothing else is happening.
What is?
I spoke to the...
Go ahead.
Go on.
No, you go ahead.
I spoke to the clinical director here. They're obviously flat out trying to accommodate people. They have extra staff on, but they are just not able to get people through in a timely manner. People here are very committed, though, to being in the line. The cars are just not moving. I spoke to a man who was in the foot queue. He'd been here at 7:30 before it even opened at 8, and he is only just, I can see him still at the front of the line now, two and a half hours on. He said yesterday was as normal as can be. Then 9 o'clock, but everything changed. He said he doesn't think he has it, but he's been around Auckland, and he's better safe than sorry.
Is the mood generally one of patience?
Yes, it's orderly, it's calm, perhaps outwardly. Internally, people may not be so, but there's a sense of caution here. No one is disorderly. The line is very ordered. Otherwise, people are slightly anxious. You can see in their eyes.
Is there any indication of capacity and speed? You're just doing the maths, looking at a very long queue and a slow-moving queue, but do we know anything more of capacity?
Well, look, it's hard to see this capacity being held as it is. I have to see they will increase this, certainly from tomorrow. It's only running from 8 till 6. The clinical director said he hadn't had an indication that it would be any different tomorrow or the following day, but certainly was prepared to open earlier, maybe 7, and run until 7 at night. But these people are very committed to being tested. It looks like no one's going to work because people have been here for hours and are not moving.
Thank you very much, RNZ reporter Jordan Bond. He's at the Eden Terrace testing station. We heard earlier from Kate Baddock. Pressure also at the other stations, Northcote, she mentioned in particular, as people queue to get testing done.